When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Certainly what the Bible tells us to do, to praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is fitting. This is John Thrasher, and I look forward to sharing with you 30 minutes of devotions today as we praise the Lord. He is our song, our only song of rejoicing, isn't he?
Songs are written every day by writers who have things to say and say them very well. Songs that speak of earthly love, of trees and flowers and skies above, of wars both won and lost. But songs I love to sing are songs that speak of Jesus. For he has given me a whole new life to live. He spent his blood, he died and rose for our sin. That's why I sing and shout and serve him every day. That's why I sing and shout and serve him every day. sonnets telling of retreat, we've heard them through the years. Flight in space, or man's disgrace, of liberty for every race, we've heard our nation's call. But songs I love to sing are songs that speak of Jesus, for he has given me a whole new life to live. He spent his blood, he died and rose for our sins. That's why
I do not like interruptions. I regard them as invasions and intrusions. I like my ducks in a row. You know, even as children, we're taught, knock on the door and wait until you are invited to enter. Do not speak until you are spoken to. There are rules to go by in order to live an orderly life. Now, that's not necessarily bad. That's good to want to live an orderly life and not have a lot of interruptions and keep your ducks in a row. Because we take our example after God himself, who made this universe in such an orderly fashion. It is just beautiful. Astronomers could tell you right now what time exactly, what second the sun will rise in the year 3001, because God's universe is so orderly and so beautiful. And so we take our desire to live an orderly life, to have things stacked up just the way they should be, have the house in order, have your life in order, and arrange the day where it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, it usually doesn't turn out that way, but that's the way we want it. Without interruptions, and we make plans, and this is what I want to do. And we love it when we can just live an orderly life. But God may do that in his universe. And he keeps the planets from colliding into each other, and there is order in the universe. But God definitely does not do that in his providential workings in your life and mine. Because I find that God meets me unawares. He shows up uninvited. He catches me off guard. He arrives incognito. He comes upon me suddenly. Not in an orderly fashion, but he breaks in upon us. And I don't consider this peculiar to my relationship with God, nor is it simply his way of showing or reminding me that he is always in charge. This happens to all of us. And there is one word found only 3 times in the New Testament which certainly suggests for me that this might well mark God's way of dealing with all of us. The word is suddenly. The word for us probably principally means abruptly, but it might also mean without warning. When the fuse of a firecracker is lit, the explosion is abrupt, sudden, but it can hardly be said to be without warning. We have been anticipating it since the fuse was lit. But God breaks upon us suddenly, and often without warning. The first occurrence of this word is probably the one with which we are most familiar, for it says, "And suddenly there was a sound from heaven." You've read Acts chapter 2, I'm sure, many times, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all together in one place, and suddenly. Well, the only intimation of time that the disciples had was the word of the Lord a few days earlier, when he said, "Not many days hence, you shall be endued with power from on high." They knew that the promise would be fulfilled, but they did not know how, nor did they know when. But as they were sitting there in the upper room, suddenly God broke in among them. The second occurrence of this word is in Acts chapter 9, verse 3, and is in the context of Saul's conversion. You remember when he was on his way to Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven. Saul was not expecting, anticipating, counting on, or looking for this kind of divine intervention. He was not seeking some new direction for his life, for he believed he was already moving in accordance with God's plan, zealous towards God. You talk about interruptions that come in one's life. Saul of Tarsus was most definitely interrupted in what he was planning to do, and God suddenly broke in upon him. And it does not seem that Abraham was looking for God, nor was Moses or Gideon. And Saul, who later became King Saul over Israel, he was more concerned for his father's donkeys than he was for God when he came to the prophet Samuel to ask about the donkeys. When the Lord said to Samuel, "This is the one I spoke to you about. Anoint him king over Israel." And even David was more concerned for his father's sheep than he was for the Lord God, it seems. There was no indication that I am aware of that even Peter was looking for God, nor was James or John or Levi or Mary, the mother of our Lord. But God broke in upon them suddenly. The third place where the word is found is in Acts 16, verse 22, where Paul and Silas are found in prison, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. It seems to me that prison certainly is not a place that is conducive to the celebration of worship, nor the hour of midnight, the time that would be likely to provoke praises, nor the beating that Paul and Silas had received, an appropriate prelude to what followed. Luke records, however, that they sang praises, not requesting deliverance, seemingly anticipating continuing incarceration there in prison. Their prayers and praises are magnificently interrupted by the Lord himself, who sent this great earthquake. I love it when God breaks in upon us, don't you? No, I don't think that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was doing anything particularly special that day when she was in Nazareth, when maybe she had gone down to the well with her pitcher to get the daily supply of water, when suddenly the angel Gabriel appeared and gave to her the Annunciation. I love it when God breaks in upon us. So I welcome any interruption that the Lord wants to make to my day. Don't you? If we could have a visitation from heaven this morning that we're not even expecting or anticipating. I say, Lord, thou art welcome in my heart and in my life. Of course we are to be seeking him, because the Bible tells us, "Those who seek me early shall find me. And they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled." And we are instructed in the scripture to thirst for God, to long and hunger after God. But it is amazing to me how that even in times when people are just walking on their way naturally, without any thought of anything spectacular happening on this particular day, time and time again, God in his providential care and to bring out and fulfill his purposes breaks in upon us. Great revivals come. Visitations from heaven happen. Well, Lord, thou art welcome in this place today. And if you want to interrupt any plans that I may have with a divine visitation, with a touch of the Master's hand, you are certainly welcome here.
Therefore, my brothers, I implore you, by God's mercy, to offer your very selves to him a living sacrifice, dedicated and fit for his acceptance. Adapt yourselves no longer to the pattern of this present world, but let your minds be remade and your whole nature thus transformed. Then you will be able to discern the will of God and to know what is good, acceptable, and perfect.
Oh, come, this love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to one the mortals tell the matchless grace divine that I, a child of hell, should in his image shine?
Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Sunday outside.
spread the tidings round wherever man is found. Wherever human hearts in human woes abound, let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound. The Comforter has come. The long, long night is past, the morning breaks at last. And hushed the dreadful wail and fury of the blast, as o'er the golden hills the day advances fast. The Comforter has come. Lo, the great King of Kings with healing in his wings, to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. And through the vacant cells the song of triumph rings. The Comforter has come. O boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wondering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a child of hell, should in his image shine? The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. O spread the tidings round wherever man is found. The Comforter has come. Well, is not this the Comforter of whom Jesus spoke to his disciples? As he was on his way to Gethsemane, having left the upper room and the Last Supper, and there on the road to Gethsemane, he shared with them about another Comforter that he would send. It is expedient, said Jesus, that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send him unto you, and he shall abide with you forever. Who is the Comforter? The Holy Spirit, the precious Spirit of God, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Jesus. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But if we love Jesus, God dwells within us, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. If you are a Christian believer, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. But then, as we follow on to know the Lord, God has even more for us. More than just the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost dwelling within us, the Bible also speaks to us of the fullness of the Spirit, and how that we need to be filled with that Spirit. Not just God dwelling within us, but be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Every Christian believer has the Spirit of God, but not every Christian believer is filled with His fullness. And we need to pray for that. And would it not be wonderful if God were to break in upon us this very day, suddenly, and touch your life, touch my life, in such a way that we would never be the same after today? Can it happen? It's happened many times before. And my Bible says God is no respecter of persons. He loves you as well as He does anybody else. And as we hunger and thirst after Him and long after Him, as we have a heart for God, we're going to find Him. And Jesus is going to become real and precious. Why don't we just pray together right now? Oh God, with all our hearts we pray, in the midst of our orderly life today, interrupt us and break in upon us with a visitation from heaven. Empty us of ourselves and fill us with yourself. And do in our hearts what we cannot do for ourselves. Forgive us our sins, our shortcomings. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us this very day and give us the touch of heaven in our soul as we hunger and thirst after you, Lord. No one else will do. No other substitute will suffice. Lord Jesus, we want you and you only to fill our hearts to overflowing. Break in upon us suddenly today. Heal our minds, our emotions, our nerves. Take away the doubts and the unbelief. Rid us of those dismal moods. Break the chains that would bind us. set us free, that we may be free to serve the Lord, to love Him, to please Him. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Oh, friend, do you want God to break in upon you suddenly today? It's amazing what the Lord has in store for all of us if our hearts will just open to Him and welcome Him. Shall we do that this morning? Lord, Thou art welcome in this place. Do for us exceedingly far beyond our wildest imaginations or most fanciful dreams. Do for us what pleases Your heart today. Well, I've enjoyed these moments as we've shared them together in morning devotions. I hope you have a good day, and I trust that God will break in upon you suddenly and interrupt your whole day with His blessings, His plans, and His purposes. Oh, do it, Lord. Well, this is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Day after day to morning devotions. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. Have a good day. God bless you.